invite you to spend the next half hour with Sri Hiral Klemp, the Mahanta, the Living Egg Master. As the spiritual leader of Ekankar, Sri Hiral travels worldwide, giving out the teachings of the light and sound of God.
Some visitors came to our home and were passing through the kitchen as Joan was making our lunch. She was going to bake some winter squash. Now, many of you are familiar with winter squash. It has a very hard shell, and there's always a risk of injury when you try to cut through that stuff. And so as they were going through, they were stopped because here was Joan doing something that they had never seen before. Now, both our visitors, they were men, they knew tools and stuff like this. But what Joan was doing caught them quite by surprise. And so they laughed and laughed. And then finally, when they stopped, they just looked at her wondering, what was she doing? Instead of using a knife to cut the hard shell of this winter squash to clean out the seeds inside so she could bake the squash in the oven, she was using a hacksaw. Yeah. That's what they thought too. they were quite surprised. A woman using a hacksaw in the kitchen for a tool, you know. And then Joan explained. She said, "Harold showed that to me." After our visitors left, I said to her, "Well, you know, actually it was very kind to give me the credit, but it was actually the Ek, or the Holy Spirit, that had given me the idea." I said, "You know, I'm not smart enough for those ideas myself." And so it is. And you, you have dozens of ideas like that all the time too. Little secrets that other people would laugh at, but they make your life easier. Now, if you really think about it, where did this gift come from? You know, where did this gift come from? Well, you say, "Well, I just thought it up out of the brilliance of my mind." Great brilliance, but where would you be without the brilliance of the Holy Spirit? Well, people said, "Well, I can get along without the Holy Spirit. I saw it on TV. That's where I got my idea. Well, I read it in a book." But there is more than just hearing and seeing. It's the awareness to recognize that whatever your little secret is, was exactly the right thing for you. And of probably 10,000 other people who are watching a TV program and heard the same secret, probably you and maybe 6 or 7 others thought it was worth it, worth the discipline and the trouble to try it out and to put it in your own little toolbox of life. And each of these is a gift from the Holy Spirit. And without the awareness of this fact, that it's the Holy Spirit, or the Ek, that is responsible for our very being, for our thoughts and our feelings, if we keep them in a spiritual or a positive light, then we are walking the path to God. And this is what the path of Eck is all about. Walking the path to God. Even more, it's about walking your path to God. Because your path is not my path, and my path is not yours. But that's okay. Because when God made you, He made a unique being. You are soul. You are soul. And that's the identity behind your name, behind your physical form, behind the comeliness of your face. You are made in God's image. And it's an image of divine love. But remember, you are made in God's image. But so is your neighbor, and so am I. And so the respect that you would give to the one you most love, and when I say the one you most love, it can be person, animal, place, or thing. Whoever you give the most love to, if you can have that same love for yourself, then you are recognizing yourself as this holy, divine light of God that you are. That's what the path of Eck is about. A gift of love takes the awareness to see it, to recognize it. These gifts of the Holy Spirit are around you every day. In fact, you're sitting in the middle of thousands of gifts of love at this moment. I've mentioned before the story about Christy and her cat Misha. So, Christy, begging your pardon, but here's another story about Misha, because it's a very good one. Christy, the mother, the humanoid, the human being, we have to be very careful here with our terms, was running her nutrition business. And it's very hard to run a business. The weight of all the cares of running it weighed upon her. So one day after exercising, she came inside and she was sort of worn out. But then Misha gave her a gift of love. But I'd like to say first a little bit about Christy. Christy is giving, or is running marathons. And as she ran this marathon, every 5 miles, another member of Eck was there with water and would meet her to give her water to drink. And this good-hearted Eckist ran the last 6.5 miles with Christy. And this member who decided to run with Christy had a water pack strapped on her back and also another pack with nutritional fluids so that Christy could have nutrition and and strength as she ran to finish the rest of the marathon. I found it hard to imagine anyone running with that much weight on the back for 6.5 miles. I thought that was quite a feat in itself, but it was a gift of love. It was given as a gift of love, and Christy accepted it in the very same way. So anyway, that was at some other point in time. Recently, as Christy had come back from a run, she keeps up the running. She got back inside her home and she worried. She says, well, should I keep running my business in nutrition? Or should I accept the job that this nutrition company has offered me, which pays very well? The downside was it meant a lot of travel. She wondered what to do about it and didn't know, so she wrote to me asking for help. And very, very soon an answer came. But as she's sitting here wondering about what to do, worried, tired out from the run, even more tired from the worries of her business and a decision of what to do with her future, Misha, her Siamese cat, nudged her. Misha had his favorite toy in his mouth, and he says, hey, it's time to play. Lighten up. This is my gift of love to you. And this made all the difference in the world to Christy. A gift from one of God's other creatures. Another soul. Yes, animals are soul. You'll notice I'm very careful not to say animals have a soul. You are soul. You cannot possess soul. Soul is free. Sometimes we mistake our human body for us. That's not us. This us will someday cease to exist, return to the ground, and recompose as atoms. It will become fertilizer so that other body forms may grow. And these body forms, whether of people or animals or plants, these body forms are other expressions of soul. So Misha gave Christy a gift of love. One day, Christy's in the shower. She comes out, opens the bathroom door. Misha, her Siamese cat, did something that he'd never done before. He jumped to the top of the bathroom door and perched up there. I suppose like a hawk. But something was wrong. Christy wondered, what is the reason that Misha is acting so strange? Now, Christy recognizes Misha as soul. And she knows that animals often work in images. So she made herself still inside and tried to put herself in Misha's little booties. And she got a picture of Misha's daughter, Isabella, perched on a high fence separating their yard from a neighbor's. Now, if Isabella had toppled over the other side, it would have been very hard for Christy to get a ladder and to get Isabella out of there. It was a situation as such. So Christy caught the image, went outside, and sure enough, there was Isabella perched on this fence, wobbling back and forth, trying to keep her balance. Christy picked her off the fence, and Misha and Isabella were both very grateful for her help. They knew it was a gift of love. In this way, the gift of love that Misha gave to Christy came back to him. But neither of them had gone out of their way to say, "Oh yes, I'm giving you a gift of love today, so I'll be looking for yours." Oh, 30 minutes. 30 minutes or so, yeah. No, it doesn't work like that. A gift of love must come freely from your heart without any expectation of reward. A gift is a gift. Some things called gifts actually have strings attached. And usually the string goes like this. You can tell it very quickly. I will give you this, and here's the tip-off word or some word like it, if you look at that word and listen to what follows. If you will do as I say, or if you behave, or if you sell that to me at a discount, that sort of thing. Or if you will give me that heirloom, you know, that's how I will accept. Or, you know, here's a gift of love. If, you know, always an if, then it's not a gift of love. Sometimes a gift of love comes in a totally different way. A woman from Canada wrote to me about an experience that happened to her when she was 2 or 3 years old. Now, this was about a good 40 years ago. She was a toddler then. Her family lived on the third floor of an apartment building, and she was wondering whether her friend was going to come over to play. So at the end of the hallway was a bar to keep anyone from falling off to the steps below, you know, these grilled bars. But she was only 2 or 3 years old, so her head fit right between very easily. So she leaned forward to look between these bars to see whether her friend was coming up the stairs to play. And the little girl fell. She fell 25 feet. Below her were concrete steps. She was going down head first. And then she remembered being out of her body, because she remembered herself very clearly being back away from the body of this little child that was falling. And just before the child hit the steps, the concrete steps 25 feet below with her head, something turned the body around so that she landed completely flat and her head gently went back against the concrete. Otherwise, the fall would have killed her. Well, this was back 40 years ago when chiropractors were not well known. So after a little while, a neighbor came, carried her back upstairs to her home on the third floor. It was too expensive to get a doctor, and the parents looked at their little girl. She seemed to be all right. She could move. So they didn't take her to a doctor. Of course, nowadays, a child scratches its finger and the mother rushes off to the emergency room. This drives up the cost for the rest of you who don't misuse the privilege. But this little girl didn't get the care she needed. In fact, she had a serious injury to her spine, and over time, her spine fused at the dorsal area, which is right where the pancreatic nerves join in the lower part of the back. So at the age of 14, she was diagnosed as a diabetic. And she'd often wondered about this, struggled with it, taking her medicine, but able to walk around. But then one day, as a member of ACK, the Mahanta, the Living ACK Master, who is the spiritual leader of ACK and CAR, opened her vision. He opened her awareness so that she saw and remembered the experience as it happened when she was 2 and 3 years old. At the time, the little girl said to her mother, "Mommy, the doctor came." Both parents told her, they said, "No, dear, the doctor didn't come." But the little girl said, "Oh, yes, he did. He put me on the kitchen table and he looked at me. My legs were all striped, pink and white. And he fixed me." And then she remembered something else. Beside this man she mistook for the family doctor, their family doctor, was a man dressed in black. This was the Kal Naranjan, which basically means the negative force. In Christianity, this force has been personified as Satan. It's another way of looking at the negative force. The Kal Naranjan, or Satan, wanted to take her. It was either death or leaving her crippled. But the doctor was not the doctor of her family. He was a very special person. Their family doctor bore a very close resemblance to Paul Twitchell. Now, as many of you know, Paul Twitchell brought out the ACK teachings in 1965. Paul Twitchell was the Mahanta, the Living ACK Master at the time. And when he died in 1971, He passed many of his responsibilities on to his successor, and after his successor left the position in 1981, he passed the duties of the Mahanta, the Living Ekmaster, on to me. Then I became the spiritual leader in 1981. But way back then, Paul Twitchell was the Ekmaster. The man she had mistook for the family doctor was not the family doctor because her parents told her so. The doctor hadn't come. She had seen the spiritual body or the inner bodies of these two beings. One, a being of light, Paul Twitchell, the Ekmaster. The other was the being of darkness, Satan. Well, the Ekmasters can have the last word over these agents, this agent of karma and reincarnation. Cal said, "She's mine." Paul said, "I think not. I think it'll be enough for her spiritual lessons in this lifetime, where she ends up with a fused vertebrae, with fused vertebrae in the area, and she will be a diabetic. This will allow her to get around and not be immobilized in a wheelchair at best." And so once this woman got this insight, because she was a member of ACK, and the remembrance of what had happened way back then she could accept her condition with an open heart. And she knew that it was a gift of love from the Holy Spirit to her. So I would like to end this then with my gift of love to you. May the blessings be. Thank you very much.